Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 23rd of December, recording at 6:12 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, first the stock markets. Nice and consistent in here. There's still absolutely no evidence that this stock market rally is over. Quite the contrast. It just continues to reconfirm. Here, a number of new highs by indices around the world in here today. Too many to mention. Now, one of them was not the Australian index, which I've been commenting on almost daily, citing it as a very, very important lead indicator. And I think I said yesterday that after 9 days on the upside, it was due for a pause, but it was only down 6 points in here today, whereas New Zealand, which had pretty much matched it, possibly even led it at one stage on the way up, and then saw a correction lasting over 2 weeks, but it came down much more slowly than it had gone up, and it's had a couple of big days on the upside dynamics. Now, that's basically, what can I say? The whole global stock market scene looks healthy. And, oh my goodness, now we even had a Dow Theory buy signal yesterday. Now, I'm not a Dow Theory man myself. I just, for the simple reason that, you know, one didn't need to wait until yesterday to know that Wall Street was going up. I mean, we go right back to mid-August when those powerful upward dynamics were occurring, saying that the rally that started then looked different, and the main factors that I have cited, especially recently, as being potential or eventual, I should say, and they're definitely eventual threats to the global stock market rally. Price of crude oil, that remains calm and quiet here, 44.15 as I speak. The U.S. dollar, a bit easier in here today, more on that later, but it's certainly not in free fall, which would get people talking about crisis or crises once again. And interest rates, well, they're going to edge higher, but we're not getting any big moves. I mean, interest rates here right now, such as soaring long-dated bond yields, far from it, as you know. And therefore, this is an environment where I would say this trend is just going to maintain its momentum for a while longer. Now, having said that, I really do need to emphasize, I'm not becoming more bullish on stock markets as they move higher. It's got to be just the opposite, because the higher markets go, here in the short term, the more they are discounting whatever good news is out there, and you can bet that it'll be an over discount, because that's the nature of markets. In other words, they'll shoot beyond what is actually justified. And then, as I said yesterday, all the really great rallies end in failure. How could it be any otherwise? So I'm definitely not becoming more optimistic, but just as importantly, I see no reason here to abandon ship at this stage, and I'm relieved to see most of my positions, just about all of my positions here doing reasonably well here today, as they have pretty much throughout. That India fund, the J.P. Morgan Fleming India Trust, which had lagged for a few days, going from lagged for about 3 weeks, just in a very, very tight range. Well, we also saw a small consolidation in the Indian Sensex Index. This is a key position for me, as you may realize. But it had gone from, during that period where I said we'd had a pause in the J.P. Morgan Fleming India Fund, it went from a small premium of, I think, just under 2%, came down to a discount of 3 and a bit, and it's punched upwards here today, breaking up out of that little trading range to another new high. I wouldn't pay up on that, but I own it, and I'm absolutely delighted with it, and I know a number of you people hold it, and who are eligible for it, and also that a number of people in North America have invested in some of the various India funds that are listed there. India remains my favorite market for the very long time. So if you subscribe to Jeremy Siegel's comments on the website today, take that whole article with a grain of salt, I'd say. But as I mentioned, stated the obvious, equities are a formidable investment class, and I do want to have some long-term positions in my pension fund, which I only really, excuse me, want to think about selling when they do something absolutely silly on the upside, and that hasn't happened yet. Now, sorry, all this throat clearing. Moving on, Treasury bonds, that's my one short position along with JGBs. And JGBs are quiet, I think just about unchanged in here today. Treasury bonds down a little bit here today, down 6/32. I'm bemused here. I watch this, what I've described as being in an extended phase of top development. I think that's very much the case. But I now see, as inevitably happens, that when the market holds up here at these levels, and there have been a number of articles that have come out, and people saying the surprise of the year is that treasury bonds, if treasury bond yields have not risen, that prices, treasury bond futures prices, are still quite high, and they're speaking, I think, primarily of the U.S. Long bond. And I'm now seeing articles that are explaining, coming up with new theories as to why they're all holding up. And the only one that holds any water, as far as I'm concerned here, is liquidity. And then you have sentiment. But I maintain, as I've said all along, it's an accident waiting to happen, and one may well need to be patient, but I'm happy to be positioned there. And it's been modestly rewarding, really, since the high, what I think was the end of the secular bull market high, was reached in June of 2003. Okay, now in currencies, this was an interesting day in here. We had a new high, it's still going on, of course, but we had a new high for the euro against the US dollar. I got up to 135.07. Are currency traders chancing their luck here at a time when they suspect that all the eurocrats and bureaucrats within the EU are off on a Donnybrook holiday? Well, quite probably, because the one thing that they've feared is all the jawboning intervention, and we haven't had any of that I've noticed. But no doubt somebody will phone up from their Dachau or whatever and say that this type of volatile action is not is not pleasing. But bottom line in here, there's still no evidence that this is anything other than that the dollar, rather, has seen anything other than a short-term technical rally. And it hasn't moved to new lows against any other currencies in here today that I'm actually aware of. Possibly the South African rand, I'm not sure. I haven't checked that, but the euro is the first test. Dollar index has retraced a little over half of its recent rally. The one I hold, and I'm happy to hold, is the Australian dollar, which is up again in here today, 76.63 as I speak, and I think that certainly got further potential. Now, here's my big disaster, and I've really been complacent on this tin. This tin market got taken apart in here today, closing down $775 at 7,650. So, getting onto a 9% or so decline. This is one of the not atypical LME bungee jump moves in here, but I'm annoyed with myself because Although we see plenty of bungee jumps in these metals, this is the first one that I've been caught in for, well, I can't remember when I last got caught in one of these bungee jump moves on the downside by the metals, but no doubt it's happened before, although certainly not this year, and and I don't think last year either. But in looking at this, again, I'm annoyed because I was fretting about the fact that it had lost the backwardation. You know, that's the premium of the spot price over the three-month futures price. And the backwardation, of course, indicates a shortage of nearby material. And provided that backwardation isn't too big, it tends to cushion the market. Well, we lost the backwardation about 3 weeks ago, and I'm fretting about it, but didn't do anything. And one of the reasons I didn't do anything was because of commonality, that the other metals were really quite strong, and tin had shown a certain amount of, quite good resistance to some of the downside raids that had occurred and affected all the other metals. Now, there's an old adage in markets here, or a couple of them that I'll quote. One, don't put all your eggs in one basket, and I certainly haven't with tin, although I don't like having any open position loss, it's a not a very big position. It's an embarrassingly large percentage loss. But the other old adage that I'm going to rely on here right now is if you're going to panic, panic early. Now, I should have panicked early. I didn't panic early. In other words, get out with a small loss while I could, when that contango was reappeared. And so I'm not going to panic late in here. And I notice the other LME metals are really very firm overall. So I just think that this is a case of the LME gunning for some stops in here, and very, very effectively. Now, one of my adages is to buy these supply inelasticity trades when they get thumped. And the tin is certainly getting thumped, so I will watch this, and when I see it lose downward momentum, I will almost certainly add to my long position. But I think this one expires on the, can't remember exactly, I think it's the 7th or 8th of January, and I will absolutely certainly be, I will roll it forward, but I'll absolutely certainly be doing that at a loss, but I'll probably pick up a bit more on that. But let's say I shouldn't have ignored the warning signs. What else can I mention in here? Other metals? Well, Sang hadn't been caught in a move like that on the downside. Palladium is the one where I've used the baby steps ploy of buying on weakness, and palladium has been weak recently, so better I point that out before an alert subscriber states the obvious. That palladium up a bit in here today, 188.45, up 145, and I do think we saw an important reaction low here earlier in the week on the palladium, but I'm not adding to that position at this stage because I'm more interested in some of the other metals, and I would rather pick tin up on this bungee jump when that starts to lose downside momentum than a little bit more palladium. Is that hysterically funny comment in the email said, and when you think of buying palladium, take an aspirin instead and think of something else, or words to that effect. Gold having a good day in here, and that's one I do like, and that's a big position for me. 442, 43, relatively big position relative to the other investments that I've got. I haven't got any really large trading positions relative to capital. Grains and beans, a little bit steadier. Coffee, steadier. Interesting comment email from a very savvy subscriber who I know quite well, who owns and works a coffee plantation, but is an experienced international investor. And I think that's pretty much it. Now, Mrs. Fuller objects, but I did say that I would be coming in tomorrow. I don't think I'll put too much on the website, but I will certainly record the Friday audio. All the best.